This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So we understand that President Biden urged President Xi to try to encourage Iran to not escalate the war. Wait a minute. I thought that Kamala Harris already went on TV and said, don't. Right? So that's... And she's not getting the job done there, I guess. It just wasn't enough. So we got to get President Xi to go over and tell Iran not to escalate the war. Oh, brother. Well, we will see about that. All right. Well, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, heading into hour number four, which is the 5 o'clock hour. At the bottom of the hour, we'll be talking to our good friend Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America this morning. Always great conversation with him. And also, of course, we're broadcasting out to our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, along the GCN network to all of our AM and FM affiliate stations there, GCN distributing the program to them, of course. And once again, the telephone number, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you'd like to call in and opine. And, yes, well, I will just say this. The meeting between President Biden and President Xi didn't look like it was any fun. Okay, they were across the table. All the people were there. Lincoln was there and Janet Yellen and everything. And it just didn't look like it was any fun. But this show, fun. It's a whole different story on this program, and that's really the way that it's the way that it should be. All right, well, let's head on over. We're going to go to line one. He's been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. We've got Bob and Banning again, folks. Bob and Banning, what's on your mind? Bob and Banning, good morning. Going once, going twice. Bob and Banning, it's... Bob and Banning wasn't there, unfortunately. Let's head over to line two, Mary in St. Pete. Good morning, Mary.
I'm going to try one more time.
There you are.
I don't know if you can hear me.
Oh, we can hear you fine.
Well, now he can. Third time's a charm.
Good.
For your friend in Tampa, I got to tell you, he's too, then I would say a big time. Just forget about mainstream media. Get off of it. If you're going to go to a website, go to Rumble, go to Real America's Voice, and try to find some truthers out there that are telling the truth. I heard about this earthquake or read about that last weekend. I believe in weather warfare. I believe that there's rods from gods in the sky on these satellites. And I believe that they can make some earthquakes and control some weather. And that's from your stations in California by Dane Wigington on geoengineeringwatch.org with chemtrails. So if you want to learn some truth and look for some hope, get on a different website because there's hope out there. It's probably not as bleak. And I said this since the election, the COVID scam. Something bigger is going on, and find out what it is. Read The Fall of the Cabal and the sequel to The Fall of the Cabal and get some hope out there because I really think it's out there. I do.
Interesting.
Just to give him some hope. And read about Q, which is a conspiracy theory, so to speak. But that's got a lot of hope in there as well. Also, going back onto the gold standard is a big hope because then you can't just keep printing money. So... try to give some hope and pray. That's the way I'm going to look at it, and I'm going to stick with that one.
Okay, very interesting. All right, Mary in St. Pete, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Yeah, third time's the charm right there. All right, we're going to try second time the charm here. We got Bob and Banning. Bob and Banning, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, so, all right, Bob and Banning.
Oh, well, thank you.
What do you think?
Yeah, I was hoping to have a little more than a minute. I had the beginning of the show. I have been in touch with Matt Gaetz. I have been in touch with Congressman Byron Donalds for the last month about this. And I even got in touch with Congressman McCarthy in Bakersfield and left a message for him. And this seems to me to be the answer. And the answer is, I mean, you're smart. And if Byron Donalds, the Speaker now has made a deal with the Democrats. He's not trying to cut spending. He's not trying to balance the budget. And we can do better. And can you imagine if the Republican Party and Matt Gaetz and Congressman McCarthy, and I've been in touch with Byron Donalds' office about this.
So in other words, you want to replace the speaker again, but you want to replace it with Byron Donaldson.
Yes, I want, and if we make the Republican Party Byron Donalds, the first Afro-American speaker in American history, this will decimate the Democratic Party. I mean, it's checkmate. Politics is a chess match. This is checkmate. And the Afro-American base of the Democratic Party has been neglected by them for years and years.
Right, you were saying that earlier.
Immigrants coming in. Yeah, and putting pressure on them. So by putting Byron Donalds in, we get a conservative Republican like me who agrees with the John F. Kennedy program the Democrats have thrown out in favor of the National Socialist Workers' Party. And we bring back, Jack only had a little over 2 years, and what he was calling for is cutting taxes, cutting spending, bring troops home, put an end to war before war puts an end to mankind.
Okay, Bob and Banning, hold on. We're going to hold you on through the break, and when we come back, we'll talk to you a little bit more, but stay right there, Bob. Don't go anywhere. Folks, you stay right there, too. 949-822-7959. We're also going to be talking with Rick in Tampa here in a little bit as well. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Used to be 3 years younger than me. Now she's 23 years younger.
You're listening to Kyle One.
Yeah, I never get over that. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are racing through the 5 o'clock hour, which is hour 4 of the program. And, of course, 5 is 4, 4 is 5. You get the idea here. And welcome back, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program. We got Rick in Tampa holding on patiently. We're going to talk a little bit more here with Bob and Banning first. And one of the things that you were talking about, Bob, was this notion that you want to replace now the current speaker with a different speaker. And it sounds like, based solely on the fact that the person you're talking about, Byron Donaldson, is African-American. Do I have that right?
His name is Byron Donaldson.
Byron Donaldson. Okay, gotcha.
The message with Speaker McCarthy is, you were the speaker, Congressman McCarthy. Now you're the kingmaker. You will be the kingmaker of America and the Republican Party. Because with your help, at Byron Donaldson, and he is the congressman from the west coast of Florida there, and he's intelligent, he's a conservative Republican, and he agrees with me, as does Matt Gaetz, that John F. Kennedy was only given just a little over 2 years.
Okay.
And then Lyndon Johnson and Humphrey and the other socialist Democrats, cut him off. But the Kennedy program of cutting taxes, cutting spending, bringing troops home, putting an end to war, that is a win-win.
Okay, but let's get back to something you were saying earlier in the show and just before we went to break. Now, what difference does it make what color somebody is if they're conservative or if they have these great ideas and can follow the John Kennedy way and so forth? Why are you especially wanting to have somebody who's African-American? The reason I ask is that when you were saying that, well, this would be a game changer, it would be a checkmate for the Democrats, I don't know, that starts to kind of sound like it's pandering. I don't know. I don't think people just vote based on, well, that person's the same ethnicity as I am, so I'm going to vote for them. That doesn't seem like the right approach.
Well, as an American history teacher, I want to make American history. And this is, if Byron Reynolds were white, if he were red, if he were any other different color, it doesn't really matter. It's the content of the character and the politics of it. And making American history, I think the Republican Party has an opportunity right now to make American history. We have never had a black Speaker of the House of Representatives. And putting him in is not just because it's the color of his skin. The content of his character, his politics. And he and Matt Gaetz and others, conservative Republicans in the Republican Party, are sick of these Republicans in name only who work with the Democrats like the current Speaker's doing. And they're not representing us. They're not representing America. And we have an opportunity with Speaker Byron Reynolds to...
I thought it was Donalds. Is it Byron Donalds or Byron Reynolds?
Byron Donalds.
Byron Donalds. Okay,
we
gotcha.
We have an opportunity with Byron Donalds to start doing things the right way. And that is to cut taxes, stimulate the economy, cut spending. I mean, we're broke. We've got to cut spending. And Congressman McCarthy wasn't doing that. And the Speaker now isn't doing that. And my fellow Republicans see that the speakers are working hand in hand with the Democrats to not doing anything about trying to balance the budget, cut spending, and cutting taxes with the Democrats, tax and spend, and that's all they've been doing, and okay. Spending like out of orbit, and the country's broke. So as someone who majored in political science at the Wharton School, as someone who got 100 on the law boards and turned down Harvard to go to Georgetown, as someone personal friends with John F. Kennedy at the age of 19 in 1963,
okay,
telling my friend President Kennedy, I'm not going to Harvard Law School, I'm going to Georgetown so I can work for you and Bobby. And my personal friend President Kennedy back then, 1963, said to me, well, Bob, when you get to Washington, give your resume to me. Don't give it to Bobby. And I was laughing on the phone. I remember.
Yeah, that's a really, that's a very interesting story. That's a very interesting story. But it seems to me, hey Bob, that's a great story. But it does seem to me that I think what you're talking about is trying to install a new speaker right after they kicked one speaker out, and then they were able to vote for another one finally, and then now we got to go through that whole process again. It seems pretty unwieldy.
No, we don't have to kick him out. We have an agreement as Congressman McCarthy, as Irish, brilliant,
okay,
and the kingmaker, and just arrange for a new speaker to be put in. It's not kicking anyone out.
No, I said they kicked out McCarthy, and then they had to vote for Johnson finally, so now we got to do that whole process again. So I don't know. That's pretty interesting, and
well, that can,
I know that...
that can,
yeah, but
that
we'll,
can be done overnight. That can be done overnight.
I don't know if it can be done overnight. But I tell you what, Bob and Banning, we got another call we want to get to here before we get to the break. But thanks for calling, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again hopefully tomorrow. All right.
Yeah. Well, thank you for giving me more time.
Thank you, Bob.
So
all right. Take care. Take care. Bob and Banning, everybody. Let's head over here to we got Rick in Tampa who's been holding on, our resident poet, Rick in Tampa. Good morning, Rick. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Identity politics doesn't work. All you have to do is look at the lineup of the Democrats, and you'll see that. So, but other than that, I had a thought earlier when you guys were talking about China and the money we owe them and all. And I was, you know, I had a random thought that was really just a chuckle. Then it kind of dawned on me, maybe it's worth more than a chuckle. See what you want to think about it.
Okay.
How much money, if we were to monetize the amount of intellectual property that's been stolen, naval, you know, military, private, this, that, and the other thing, China's stolen a lot of intellectual property from us. What if we presented them a bill? How much of a discount do you think we'd have on our debt?
Yeah.
Maybe it would cancel it all out.
Yeah, that would be a cool...
I'm not thinking it was a joke, but think about that.
Yeah, well...
That would be something to go to a table with.
Well, but...
You go sit down and cross from them. Go, you know, sit down and discuss it like Donald Trump would do this. I'd like to know what his opinion of this idea would be.
Yeah.
But have him slide a bill across the table and say, you know what? Here's a bill for all the crap you've stolen from us for the last 30 years. And,
right.
I think you owe us 18 or 19 trillion.
Well, and of course, this wasn't talked about, right? Yeah, you had President Xi and President Biden sitting across a table from one another, and I don't think this ever came up.
An empty suit.
Yeah, but this never came up.
An empty suit. He's never, I don't think Joe Biden's ever done anything original that wasn't poll tested.
And sometimes it just comes to him. He doesn't know why, but, you know, that's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, he knows. Whatever the polls say is where he's going to go until, you know, he's aggravating. And his sad thing is we have to discuss him.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. I just was curious about that. I think there's something to that.
I think so.
We need to, you know, I don't expect it to ever come to fruition that anybody would pay that debt. But are they? What happens if we get into a shooting war with them? Are they going to keep their wallets open when we run out of bullets and need to buy more?
No, but also we wouldn't have the pharmaceuticals probably coming our way that we need. Well, Rick in Tampa, thanks for calling. We're going to buck up to the break right here, but we hope to talk to you again real soon.
Good day.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
It's my pleasure.
Take care. All right, Rick in Tampa, everybody, our resident poet on the program, and caller, the other caller holding on, we are going to head to the bottom of the hour. We've got Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans of America coming up as a guest on the program, but if you'd like to hold on, or if you'd like to call back in the next segment, that's fine, too. We sure would appreciate that. So, folks, stay right there. We've got a couple of messages to send, a couple of bills to pay, and we're coming right back with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Always great conversation with him. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. The Senate passed a stopgap bill to fund the government and avoid a shutdown. The vote was 87 to 11. It will now head to the president's desk. House Speaker Republican Mike Johnson passed the measure with many Democrat voters, as dozens of Republicans opposed the plan. due to a lack of spending cuts in a time of inflation caused by government overspending. A pushing match erupted in Washington, D.C. yesterday at a pro-Palestinian rally at the headquarters of the Democrat National Committee offices. U.S. Capitol Police officers say one person was arrested. Protesters got into a shoving match with Capitol Police, with the arrest being made for assault. Six Capitol officers suffered injuries. Pepper spray was used on protesters, with DNC members being evacuated from the building. Bengals Ravens play tonight for Thursday Night Football. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we race through the overnight hours and now the early morning hours here on the program. Cross your radio dial, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you have a comment to make, especially for our next guest. And that, of course, is Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. You can check out their website at cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4A, dot O-R-G. And we talk with Jimmy every Thursday morning here at this time, 5:30 Eastern Time. Good morning, Jimmy T. Smith.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. All right. I hope that all is going well for you this morning. And we've got a couple of calls, I think, that are going to be coming up here that we have holding on the line. But let's get started first, of course. You're with Concerned Veterans for America, of course. And as I said, the website is cv4a.org. And I noticed a couple of things because you will typically mention to us the Overwatch section of the website where you have a lot of these current things that you're talking about. And one of them has to do with the VA is silently taking away veterans' control of their health care. So that sounds, you know, like a huge deal.
It is. You know, Kyle, there's a lot of people that, you know, especially with the passing recently of Veterans Day, where they're thanking veterans for all these things. But what they have to realize is part of that thank you has created politicians who has offered more government access to health care, but it has actually increased more government control of veterans' health care. So more VA is not more veteran. And when we see more VA, we see them in control, which means veterans really should be having more choice on what they can do when they go to the VA and who they can see in their community and things like that. But if you're a disabled veteran going through the VA for health care, more and more the VA is the one who is in charge of the health care and not the veteran. So as an example, I have TRICARE. I call the doctor, go when I please. The doctor gives me a referral. I go to who I please in my community. And the same government is paying the same veteran to be taken care of. But if I go to the VA, I have to get a VA doctor. So I have to go through the VA to schedule that VA appointment with the VA doctor. The VA doctor then schedules or refers me to a scheduler for a follow-on appointment, and the scheduler will help me find an appointment that then will either first look into the VA for a doctor or a specialist, and if not possible, then maybe, because they don't always offer it, maybe be offered it within the community. So we want to see it be put back into the hands of the veteran like I have under TRICARE compared to what veterans are currently suffering with under the VA healthcare system.
Well, yeah, exactly right. And that seems to me to be, you know, priority number one here to make sure, as you said, the veterans have the control over this. You know, because, and I'm not just saying this, it's just that they've given so much for our country already. They've done this incredible job, and in many ways, they've not just been injured, but they may have some chronic conditions as a result of that. So healthcare is absolutely the top priority for them.
Well, and think about it. It's, you know, I'll give you an example. There was a veteran that I was talking to that she had cancer. The VA did a great job by her and has the knowledge of her past issues, and she absolutely wants to continue to use the VA. But she also had other health issues, and she looked at me and she said, there's no way I'm going to the VA for this. That was her taking charge of her health care. But truth is, as long as she's in the VA, they're going to try to not only take care of her cancer, they're going to try and force her into having to use the VA. We want the veteran to be like her, stand up, take charge, but be able to use the care where they see best for their outcomes. And that's really one of the problems with the current system of making America's promise being the VA and not making America's promise being the health care to the veteran.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. You know, we got a couple of calls holding on. Would you like to take a quick call?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. We've got Backgammon Bob, who's been holding there on the line. Backgammon Bob, good morning. You're on with Jimmy T. Smith. Backgammon Bob, are you there? Going once, going twice. Backgammon Bob? Okay, maybe he wasn't hearing this. So let's head on over to the other line. We've got another caller holding on. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? You're on with Jimmy T. Smith. Hello, caller. Are you there? You're on with Jimmy T. Smith. I'm sorry, Jimmy. I think we got
Hello.
A couple. Oh, yeah, there you are. Okay, go ahead. You're on the air with Jimmy T. Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, my name is Tony, Kyle.
Okay.
A great man once said, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Okay. A great man once said, it's not the color of your skin, it's the content of your character. Byron Donalds has character, he's got intellect, he's got courage, and he's got charisma. And he's definitely qualified for Speaker of the House, Vice President, and President.
Okay.
You're a great man like him at this service when you constantly bring up his color. Would you please stop that?
We weren't bringing up his color. In fact, the caller who suggested him was bringing up his color. In fact, we were going the opposite direction, saying that his color, nobody's color matters. It's the ideas that matter. So that's exactly what we were talking about on this program. So, Jimmy, sorry, I thought that was going to be a question perhaps for you and concerned Veterans for America. But let's get back to the Overwatch there, because there's another article that's there, and there's some myths about the VA Accountability Act. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so a lot of people, so right now the VA Accountability Act, which is being run by Representative Chairman Bost, And he is trying to make sure that the VA in the future has the tools to fire bad employees. So one of the myths is that the VA can already do this. Well, technically, they have had court cases to where the VA now has said that they can't do it because the court cases doesn't allow it. This will give them the tools past that that will allow them to take the bad employees, not target good employees, but take the bad employees, move them through a timely process and get rid of them. There's an example where there is a employee out in California who is running their maintenance and everything like that, has been on staff for a very long time, has been bullying the rest of people, has had all kinds of issues with the VA where they want to get rid of them, but basically they can't. So this process would streamline the process to be able to get rid of bad employees that then supports the good employees. Because, look, nobody on any workforce wants to have that bad employee drag down what they're doing. They want to work with people with the same passion. So when people like what I described earlier who chooses the VA, when those people go to the VA, they want to make sure that the employees that they're going to for care are working in a good, positive work environment, and this will provide that tool to make it happen.
Very cool indeed. Very cool indeed. And again, you know, as we're watching, you know, we've still got our troops in harm's way in places like Syria and other places around the world, and we continue to do some of these responses. I guess overall they're not overwhelming responses with some of these airstrikes and so forth, but nevertheless, you know, we keep getting these headlines that our troops are getting attacked. And does the administration have any viable path with this at all?
Well, and it doesn't seem they do, Kyle. If you look at what the current situation is, you have a couple thousand in Iraq and just under 1,000 in Syria, and they are sitting over there being targeted like you were describing, and we're doing these, as they were calling it for some time, a defensive strike, which is basically a retaliatory strike, and it's a tit-for-tat that is not moving the needle and making things better. The reality is we have troops over there that are supposedly fighting ISIS, but the reality is if we continue to just leave our troops over there being sitting ducks, eventually, they're going to start dying. Right now, they are already having critical health care issues happening to them, such as TBI, which is traumatic brain injuries, mm-hmm. who are now going to have to come home and have lifetime care, go back to the previous conversation. So the best thing that we can do is follow the example of history. And this is where we talk about learning from history. Reagan pulled out of Lebanon. Our pulling out of Lebanon prevent us from going into a further war in the Middle East did not in any way make America less safe. And you think about it, this is an example where we have troops currently fighting or dealing with a situation in the Middle East. We have the concerns in Ukraine with Russia, and we now have a rising China. Why waste time getting dragged into a conflict of no use to American security in the Middle East when we have to prepare for things like the rise of China?
Exactly right. Well, Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America, cb4a.org is the website. Thank you, sir. We're going to talk to you again next week.
God bless, and keep looking at the Overwatch and check us out on Twitter at Concerned Vet.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jimmy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yeah, don't go to bed yet. Don't do that yet.
We are going into the final segment of the program here this morning, folks, and glad to be with you. And we've had a lot of good calls this morning, I think, overall. We've had some good calls, and we sure appreciate it. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And we have a lot more to tell you about. And by the way, guess what New Hampshire went and did? New Hampshire went and went ahead and did their scheduled their primary, okay, for January the 23rd, defying President Joe Biden and the Democrat Party, who wanted them to move it to South Carolina, or they wanted South Carolina to be first. But here, I told you this goes back to when I was in school. And I remember somebody asking one of our poli-sci professors about New Hampshire. He said, well, they'll always move it back. Another state can move it ahead of them, and they'll just move it back before them again. And they will always do this. It is one of the constants in the universe, folks. One of the things that you could actually bank on. One of the things that will never change. And that is, New Hampshire will be first in the nation. It's just going to be that way. So, I don't know. Maybe at some point they'll be voting 2 years before before the presidential election. Who knows? But, that's tenacious. And so we'll see what Joe Biden says about this. All right, let's try it again here. We've got Backgammon Bob on the line. Good morning again, Backgammon Bob. Are you there?
Yeah.
There you are.
I tried to call. Yes. Can you hear me, Kyle?
I can hear you fine, yeah.
I tried to call earlier when the other guy, the veteran guy, was on there.
Yeah.
And it was like the audio was playing stream over stream. Did you hear me at all?
No, we. I'm sorry if there was an issue, but it seems like it's cleared up now. So yeah, go ahead. What do you want to talk about?
Is he still there? Or is he
No, Jimmy. He's gone from the last segment. But we talk to him once a week here on Thursdays at 5:30 Eastern. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, next time he's there, what to ask somebody. Why can't the VA extend dental care to all veterans rather than simply those that have service-connected disabilities or a certain percentage or something like that that they do?
That's a really good question. Yeah, I'm sure he'd be happy to answer that. And, of course, he was talking at length about health care and, of course, being back in control of the veterans themselves. And I think that's the best thing possible to do.
Yeah, because I don't know why they don't. I don't know if it's because that they don't want to compete with civilian dentists too much or whatever. But to me, that's something that would be a really big help to all veterans. You know?
Indeed. Well, that's one of the things that, again, that should be one of our top priorities, if not our top priority when it comes to our vets, is their physical health care. And then, of course, also making sure that they are supported, that they know that they can reach out to people, that there is no stigma in doing that, and that the American people love them and want the very best for them. I think that's hopefully something everybody agrees on.
One thing, too, is bad dental health can exacerbate other health conditions, too. It's not just simply about the thing. If a veteran can't, because you're talking thousands of dollars about a lot of these dental procedures, you know?
Well, exactly right. That's right. And it can cause heart disease and other kinds of things. Exactly right. And so definitely want to make sure that that these things are, again, front and center. And that's why these great groups and this great group like Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org is the website. That's why they're literally fighting on the front line every day for the vets. And as you also heard him talk about for the policy.
That would be a really good cause for them to take up.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, I think they're pretty holistic in their approach for what to do for veterans and how to advocate for them. So, yeah, when he comes back on the program, we'll definitely mention that to him, or you can call up and talk with them directly as well. That would be great.
Yeah, one thing too, I want to admit. He was talking about this TRICARE and going with these other things. Well, I went out to VA. I wanted to go to have an MRI. And they have what they call an open MRI and a wide bore MRI. And if you go to the outside services in the VA, they will send you to an outside medical physician. So, like, if you got a doctor thing that you want to do, I have an outside. A lot of times they will refer you to an outside service if they don't have it at the VA.
Well, exactly, and that's really as it should be. And that's, I think, one of the. This is becoming the model now, and because that way you can get out to a specialist, or you can get out to somebody who's going to be able to help you immediately and directly, and not be on some long waiting list somewhere. Precisely.
What is your take? Another thing I would ask you about politics. What is your take on how the Joe Biden thing is coming along, as far as him staying there? Or somebody else coming in? Does it seem more like somebody else is going to get primaried out, or they're going to?
Well, in my view, at least right now, given what we know right now, I think what we're going to see unfold would be, and again, this is just mere speculation, but I think we'd see unfold something that like this, like, well, you know, I really want to spend more time as being a grandfather. I want to spend more time with my family. I've accomplished my mission here, and now it's time for someone else to sort of step up to this. That might be one way that it goes.
And based on his, he was just tired, I think, at this APEC summit, especially during the press conference. And you can't go out and campaign like that. I don't know how he does the grueling campaign unless they just keep him at the White House and do a Rose Garden campaign, basically. But the polls are not in his favor either. So I think they're watching all those things. And they'll try to, if I were them, I would try to make some big send-off, like, you know, thank you, President Biden, you've accomplished your mission, and this kind of thing, and try to play it up, as opposed to, this guy's not going to, he just can't win, because I think that's the bottom line for him.
The thing is that he's just a puppet anyway, so, you know, but I just, I hope he runs, because I think they're going to beat him very easily myself, but I don't think they're going to beat like a guy like Newsom very easily.
No, because he's dynamic. Yeah.
And if Newsom, even if Biden is within 4 points of Trump, as bad as he is, Newsom is going to win easily, I think.
Well, it very well could be. See, and again, we've got a lot of time between now and then, but basically, I think that and the economy may start improving a little bit too. I mean, with some of these measurables. We'll still have high prices and so forth, but if interest rates start coming down and so forth, they will tout that as being, look, Joe Bidenomics is winning, we're all winning, so, you know, let's keep stay the course and stuff like that. So, you know, it's not going to be an easy thing. No matter who's running, it's going to be a slog, and the GOP has to be united.
Last night, I saw a thing on the internet where they said there was some sort of a riot happening in D.C. in Congress. They were evacuating. Did that happen, or was that simply an internet thing?
No, I think, and Denise Simon was mentioning that. I think it was at one of the functions for the summit meeting, I believe. But they had some demonstrators come in, and it started getting kind of out of hand. And I think some police officers were hurt. Again, that was just some initial reports, but. But yeah, it's like you just throw all this stuff out the window now. There's no decency or decorum, unfortunately, when it comes to running into protest about Palestine or something. So that's very unfortunate. But I sure do appreciate the call back, Em and Bob.
I just think they have to start enforcing the laws about blocking public areas.
Yeah.
In other words, when people start disrupting public, it used to be. Disturbing the peace type thing.
Yeah.
That's what this is in effect. Disrupting law and order, and they just simply got to come in, haul them all up, and arrest them all, and just haul them all out. Don't let them stay there.
Paddy wagon time. Yeah, I think it might have been in Washington, to be honest. So, but anyway, back Em and Bob, I appreciate the call very much, and you have yourself a great morning, sir, and we'll talk again real soon.
All right, see you later, Cal. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks, back Em and Bob. All right, back Em and Bob, everybody. And, folks, it's been a great show this morning. I've had a lot of fun. We've had fun. It was, if you remember, the Biden-Xi meeting across the table, that was no fun. That was just no fun. But this show, fun. That's just, we're working hard to have some fun. But actually, it's not even like real work, so I got to tell you that much. But it is the best job in the world, folks. And I have you to thank for that. Thank you again. And thanks to everybody at AM860. Thanks to everybody at GCN. Thanks to the listeners, the callers. Now, head out there on this Thursday morning. Head out there and make it a great day. And we will see you tomorrow. Take care out there, everybody.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.